Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Peace and love, family. Peace and love. I apologize. Blog Talk was giving us some problems there. Just want to apologize for that. I was talking and no one could hear me. So I want to thank you first off for listening to Twin Flame Radio special presentation of the Divine Hour. My name is Divine Queen and I am your host. I will also be doing the live readings today. If there's someone out there who knows me and you cannot hear me, please send me a message. I wasn't checking my phone. I apologize. Hopefully everyone can hear me now. But what I was saying earlier, and I'll just give a quick run through on that. Yeah, someone told me they couldn't hear me. Sorry about that, guys. So what I'll be doing is giving live readings. I ask that we kind of make the questions short because there's going to be a lot of people that want to get through, and we're only live for less than an hour now. So I'll try to get everyone as quickly as possible. Also, just wanted to let you guys know that I am here every other Saturday doing readings at 11 a.m. Eastern time. It's my way of just giving back and helping people out. And if you listen to my normal show with my husband, Some Light, and we are on every Monday evening, 7 o'clock Eastern time, and we discuss everything from love and relationships to the supernatural and the occult. So you want to make sure you check us both out on there. And if you would like to schedule a personal one-on-one reading with me, you can find that information and schedule that on my website at iamdivinequeen.com. That's imdivinequeen.com. On there, you can check out the different services and products that I offer, as well as go over consultation information, read a little bit about me and who I am and what I do, and then look at the different rates and specials and things of that nature that are always going on that site. You can also find me on Facebook under my Facebook group, I Am Divine, and also on Instagram under my name, I Am Divine _Queen. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get this going. I have brought the first caller through, but she couldn't hear me, so I'm going to go ahead and try her again because she was the first one that called in early this morning, so I want to make sure I get her out. Way. Peace, peace. Caller from 775-762. Can you hear me?
Hi, thank you very much. Yes.
Okay, great. Sorry about that.
Okay.
All right. So what's your name?
My name is Wendy from Sacramento, California.
Wendy, what question can I answer for you today?
Well, I'll try to be concise and quick. I was in a yellow cab on March the 9th. We were rear-ended, and I was taken by ambulance to the hospital. No broken bones, but I've been chronic pain ever since, using a walker now. I'm going to get better. We just don't know when. So I've been off work ever since. Been in close communication with my employer, provided all the paperwork they wanted, from my medical records, everything. And I'm hoping I hear that I'm approved through ADA, Americans with Disabilities, this coming week, because I can't sit in front of a computer for even 25 minutes right now, so I can't do my job. So I want to be able to keep my employment, and also I do have a wonderful injury attorney, and the thing is he referred me to a chiropractor that I've been seeing for about 6 weeks. And I politely called his office yesterday, and I asked for a statement of the visits I've had and how much money I'm at right now. And he got terribly offended, and he was unprofessional, and he said usually when patients ask for that, they feel like they're being ripped off. And I was stunned that he took our patient-doctor relationship down to that level. And so, anyway, my injury attorney convinced me to see him one more time, which I really don't want to do on Monday. I'd rather start fresh with a new chiropractor. But and I also applied for a new position recently because I don't know what's going to happen with this current job. This past week. So do you see anything?
Okay. So what I'm picking up on is that you are going to have some blessings coming through. These blessings are going to be in a form of financial comeback. So you're going to gain some financial money, not only from your claim, but also you will be starting something new here soon. I want to say around June, maybe July. Just be patient with that. As far as what's going on with the doctor, he has some other things that are going on, and he's under some other attacks. So don't take that personal. Go ahead and go see him Monday. Be your beautiful self. Don't worry about him. If he's in a snotty mood, just let him do his job so that you can get what you need to get, so you can go what you need to go. Does that make sense?
I like the way you phrased that. Just very perfect. You couldn't have said it better. Be my beautiful self, and if he wants to be snotty, then rise above it, because I need this, because it'll help my injury claim.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And your claim is going to pay off really well. You're going to be very satisfied with that.
Really? Is it going to be as much as six figures, or what would you guess?
I can't see an exact number, but I see you being very satisfied with it.
Wow. Well, I've been through you know what, and he was way out of line with me. I'll be honest. I'm apprehensive and anxious about walking in that office. I only am going to do it because the attorney who I love, I told him I would do it just for him. So he better be really respectful to me. Otherwise, I'll just have to leave. So he's not stupid. He'll probably be respectful, but there's going to be an underlying current of I wish I wasn't there, you know, because I'm an honest person.
Right, you are. Yeah, don't worry about that. Just go in there and get done what you need done so that you can get this money going in.
Yeah, I really want to switch, but they said it might impair my case because the other side would look at that and try to make a big deal about it.
Exactly. They're going to want to know why you're switching up and if you didn't get the results that you were looking for in order to get what you're needing out of this claim. So, yeah, stick with your wit.
I've had 4 visits with the man, and it's almost $800. So that comes out of my settlement. So, and they keep saying, well, it comes out of your settlement. That's great. But I'm still ultimately responsible, and it's my money. But anyway, when do you see me getting my financial settlement through this attorney who I love?
That's going to be a few months down. It's going to take some time for that before it comes through. I'm seeing probably end of summer, early fall.
Okay. Yeah, there'll be negotiation after I'm done treating. And so will it be a situation where, well, I'll be able to keep my current employment, but then I think you're telling me I am going to get this new job?
You will have the opportunity to start a new job around late June, early July. I think
that
it would be better if
realistic.
You took the new job.
And would it be a smart move for me to accept it or just stay where I am?
I would accept the job.
Can I tell you why? I'd be really brutally honest.
Sure.
Oh, I want you to tell me why and be brutally
honest. Oh, because financially it's a better move for you.
Yeah, but also I need to realistically hope I want to work several years at this new company, but I'm hoping that they'll keep me because with new jobs, you never know how they're going to work out. So will I mesh? Will they like me? Will I be able to learn their computer program and goodness knows everything else to their satisfaction? Will they keep me at least a year and a half?
Yeah, you're going to be there for the long haul. This is going to be You can go either two ways with this. You can stay where you're at and you're going to be there for the long haul, or you can try this new adventure and you'll be there for the long haul as well. With this new place, it's going to be better for you financially. They are going to be more accepting of your loving nature. So, yeah, it's going to be difficult because you're going to have to learn everything all over again. Don't worry about that. They'll be patient with you. But they will be more accepting of who you really are. So I see you at a long haul at either one. The choice is yours. But I do see this one being a fit for you.
Yeah, and you know, I think what you're picking up is I'm very grateful to the current company I'm with for hiring me. But I've been abused, and I was going through some retraining, and my hearing aid stopped working, so I told my supervisor, and I said, there's another class starting this part next week, and he said I could go to that class, so I did, and he Skyped me a message that I could, so I went, and then he emailed me, and he said, why are you in this class? And I went up to see him, and I said, well, you Skyped me and said I could. And he admitted he had the integrity to say, well, yes, he did, but he had made a mistake. He was distracted, and he told me to go back. And this trainer, I tried to find where everybody was in the classroom, and I raised my hand, and he was brutal to me, and he said, you're 3 hours late to this class. I'm not going to catch you up. And then when the lunch break happened, he walked over to me and lit into me for 15 minutes in front of other people in the class. And I said, sir, you need to speak to my supervisor. I didn't complain to HR because I didn't want to get my boss in trouble. So it's a political thing. But I'm not afraid. You know, when I leave this company, I think I will report it to HR because I don't want him to get away with it. And he was way out of line. But anyway, so I think it'll be more me at this other company. And I will tell you something. I changed my email and my phone number recently, and I had an intuition that I better go into that site of this company that I was thinking about because it had my old information. And then lo and behold, 2 days later, a recruiter who's also a supervisor emailed me and he said, are you interested in this position? And I applied, and I wouldn't be surprised if I get a call early this next week with my telephone interview. And then hopefully they'll ask me to go in for an in-person interview this coming week, do you think, or would it be later than that?
It's going to be a little later. You will get a job acceptance after a couple of weeks, and you'll be starting in somewhere around June.
And that's
Wendy, Wendy, I have to bring other people on the line, though, okay? But I thank you for calling in, and I wish you nothing but the best, okay?
I love your reading, and I think you are fabulous, and you have a beautiful day. Thank you.
Thank you. Keep me updated.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, let's move on. We got caller from the 805-617. Peace, peace. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Donna from California. Hello.
Hi, Donna. How can I help you today?
Hi. A couple years ago, I had two dreams with my mother. She's on the other side, and we are celebrating with such joy and happiness. I mean, it was unbelievable. I don't think I experienced so much joy. And then about 4 months ago, I heard her say to me, you're going to be rewarded. Do you know how I'm going to be rewarded? I would like to get married. I'd like to have more money coming in. I'd like to go traveling. So I wanted to know what you were picking up on this, please.
So first off, I love dreams, and I love when our ancestors come to us in our dreams because it's confirmation that they're letting us know that they're with us and they're in tune with us and they're looking out for us. So that's a beautiful thing that your mother visited you in that way because that's the best way for you to get the confirmation that you need. But what I'm seeing she's picking up on is that in the relationship area, you've been kind of guarded. You want love, but you don't want to let just anybody in. And so the people that you have been around or have been dating, you haven't been getting from them what you actually needed. You're kind of just not content with what they're bringing to the table. So what she's trying to tell you is that hang in there. Pretty soon you're going to be in a relationship with someone, and it's going to be someone that you can build something with. It's going to be a meaningful relationship.
Good. Oh, good. Okay. Mm-hmm. You think I'll meet him in my town, and will it go in? I guess it'll build into a marriage perhaps, huh?
It could. It has strong possibility to do so. This is someone that also wants to be in a long-term relationship that's also been in the same type of background as you as far as people that they've been involved with. So together, the two of you will be really united and could build something really strong. It will be someone within your town, and it's going to be a little ways off and seeing when the weather is starting to turn cold. Just be patient. It is coming. Be on the lookout for them. But don't, you know, a lot of times when I tell people that someone is coming, they'll shut everyone else off until they think that that one is coming. Don't do that, because it could be someone that you would least expect. So keep your options open, still have fun, go out and date, meet people, be cordial, have friendships. But you'll know it after a while, because it's going to start off as a friendship, but then it's going to blossom into something else.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Thank you. I wanted to ask you real quick, if I could, just real quick. I'm not working, but I get my Social Security. I'm 64. Do you see more money coming in for me? I do enter a lot of sweepstakes. I have been very lucky in the past. Hello?
I'm not seeing anything that's coming up anytime soon. I do see that you've won, you have been really lucky in the past. You've won some pretty big prizes. Is that correct?
I have.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
You've won
car, trips
car. I was
going to
say,
world.
Yeah, you've won a car. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't see anything coming up right now. But there's something about your energy where you just naturally have good luck when it comes to games of chance. Anything that does with chance meetings, chance games, sweepstakes, scratch-offs, that kind of thing, I would keep doing it because that's your thing.
Yeah.
You may have a little dry spell coming up here, but don't get discouraged by that. Something will come up soon. Not soon, but something will be back, because that's just who you are. That's your nature.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Get pretty lucky. Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
No problem. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Mm-hmm. Peace and love. All righty, let's move on. If you hear me sipping in between calls, that's my coffee. People who know me know I got to have my coffee. It's early here, so, well, not early, but it's never too late for coffee. All right, so caller from 551-404, Peace Peace. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is T, and I'm calling from New Jersey. I'm calling because, these last couple of weeks have been quite interesting for me. I have this situation going on with communication with people, and I don't know. But yesterday something happened where I had a rental car, and I'm not sure if, and I really don't know. They're trying to accuse me. Because I had a rental car because I got into an accident. But they're trying to accuse me, saying that I pretty much put 3 dents on the top of the very top of the car. And I'm not sure if those dents were there when I got the car, or if it happened during an incident with me and my ex-boyfriend. And I just want to know, what do you see, you know, with the situation, because they called my insurance company already to file a claim.
Okay. So, unfortunately, I am seeing that it's going to rule in your favor, where your insurance is going to have to cover this incident that happened. It's a tricky situation because it cannot be proved that the damage was done either by you or by, if it was already a pre-existing damage that was on the car. So
was
it's just something where...
You know, do you know if it was pre-existing or if it was done by somebody around me? Because I did not see those dents when I got the car.
It was done by someone around you.
Okay. Was it the domestic violence incident by my ex-boyfriend?
It was someone who was extremely angry.
Did they do it sneakily? Or, because I know one night I did have a domestic dispute, and I'm not sure if it was him when he was angry at me, or if I, you know, I'm going through some stuff where, I don't know, I prayed and I asked God to remove distractions. So, I don't know, I have an ex-friend that I really feel like is malicious. I can't prove it, but I don't know if it's her or if it was him who came back or if it happened the night of the domestic violence.
So it looks like it was someone. One moment. It looks like it was the ex-boyfriend.
It was the night when we got into the domestic, where he came back around.
He came back. He came back. You've been feeling really like, what's the word I want to look for? Trapped.
Yes.
Okay. And he is the type of person that kind of feeds off of that. He is an authoritative figure who likes to be in control. And he, this is going to sound kind of,
he's very childish, so nothing won't. I'm not sure if he came back that night. I wasn't sure because we fought. Well, he tried to choke me, and I felt like he tried to take my life from me. And I'm not sure if he, when he tried to go through the window, he banged on the window, I mean, the top of the car when he tried to choke me that night, or if he came back because he said he was going to come back, and that's why I had to put a restraining order on him. And he know it was a rental, and I'm not sure if, you know, and I'm still not even sure if he's watching or if he's, some, I don't know what's going on, but
he is the type of person that kind of gets off on fear and dominating. I didn't really want to go into it, but since you brought it up, he was trying to seriously hurt you, and you need to distance yourself as much as possible from this individual because they are very toxic.
We haven't been around. I just wanted to make sure he wasn't coming back, but he did. So he came back to the house to do, like, I couldn't understand why would he put three dents at the top of the car.
How can I nicely say this? He's a jerk. He was angry.
Is he still angry?
He's still angry.
And he's threatening to, like, put my car on. Like, he's taking the tires off my car because we split, like, for months at a part. And he thinks that when we break up, that I'm not supposed to talk to anybody. I'm supposed to wait for him to get done screwing whoever he's screwing. And then once that doesn't work out, I'm supposed to be here just open arm waiting on him. So this time around, I started talking to other people, and he went through my phone. And that made him really angry. He said I was supposed to wait 8 months to start talking to someone else. And and that's how the argument started. And I don't know. Do you think this is the last of it? It's just so sad because it's costing me a lot of money because they're trying to charge me for that, and I don't know when he did it.
So this had to happen. The universe set this up to happen because you've given him more chances than he's already deserved. You have this very loving, passionate, and, you know, really caring energy about you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're the type of person that really looks out for your person that you're involved with. You've always been kind of like a caretaker type of person where you take care of people, you tend to their feelings, you put yourself on a back burner because you tend to put other people first. And this had to happen to show you that, you know, he's not right for you and that it's time for you to start stepping into your power. It's okay to be a loving person. It's okay to put people first and everything. Those are great qualities, but you also have to remember not to lose yourself. So this had to happen for you to finally see that you have to put yourself first, not anyone else. So what I want to recommend for you is that you spend time alone with you for a little while, at least a couple of months. Get to know yourself, okay. Court yourself.
No dating?
You know, no dating.
Yeah,
no dating.
You know, what's so funny, I agree with you because, I don't know, I've been on these couple of dates, and I don't know if it was me or, and it's probably me, I've been finding that these guys have been extremely emotional. Like, I had one who told me today, the guy that I was, you know, dating, that he hated me because I didn't have time for him. And it just made me, and I'm like, I'm not even this kind of person, but it's just like, y'all require my time. So I'm like, it must be me giving this open kind of arm thing to make people feel this way. And now they want the time. It's like they want my time all the time. And I don't even know if I'm going up or down, and I have so much stuff going on. And, you know, just making sure that I'm safe in this situation with this guy. Because I don't know. I'm really intuitive myself. And I don't know. I just feel like I just feel like he is going to keep trying to make, I don't know. I just feel like he's going to keep trying to do things like, because he's a manifester as well. And it's like he likes to speak over my life now and say negative things. Like, he hopes, like, I don't know. And I don't know. Do you see him staying away?
No. He's going to keep trying to come back.
And then we have this court thing, and I'm like, I'm not going to press charges because I don't want any problems. I couldn't believe that he really, I felt like for the first time in my life, I never thought somebody would try to end my life. I really thought my life, like I really felt like I was that close to leaving the earth that night. And I don't know. It's just like, I told him I wasn't going to press charges. I just want him to go away. I don't even know what's, like, how do you see the court situation going with that?
So, I'm going to recommend that you press charges. And when you do that, I think that's going to put the nail in the coffin. Because if you tell him that you're not going to press charges, you just want to be left alone, he's going to take that as, okay, I can come back. You putting this nail in the coffin is going to be a rebirth of the new you. So a lot of times we have to pay out on things that, you know, wasn't our fault, or we have to, how can I put it? In order to get to the level of satisfaction that we need to do, we have to pay out our karmic debt. And so this is going to be your way of paying out your karmic debt, because this isn't your first lifetime with this person. You spent many lifetimes with this person, and each lifetime it has not been good. So this time, this needs to be your final time with him. This needs, you need to learn a lesson out of this so that you're not spending another lifetime with him. You're not living another lifetime of feeling trapped and fearful.
I just felt bad for the guy. He's just so negative. I felt so bad because he was an orphan.
But it was just like, yo,
you just have a big heart. You have a really big heart. You're a very caring person. You know, that's just who you are.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, negative people feed off of that. Darkness is drawn to light.
He's a narcissist. I can't believe, so he came back a separate time and banged on. I thought it was like, I knew it could have been a possibility from the night where he tried to jump on the driver's side, but I wasn't sure. I didn't remember him banging on the top of the car like that. And then it's like he tried to take my, like he was driving at 150 miles per hour in the car, trying to, I don't know what was going on that night. I just felt like it was just bad energy, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I thought it was like my friend, because she dips and dabbles in magic, because I know she was upset, but you don't see her having anything to, she does stuff like that when she's upset.
Nah, it wasn't her. Mm-mm. She's not happy with you either. And it took me a minute to kind of break down who it was, because neither one of them were happy with you, but it was him. He came back. And
but
he thought about doing more damage, but he left it alone.
Really? Like, so he came back to my house?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need to definitely end all ties with this person once and for all.
Wow.
There's a reason why you're drawn to each other. It's because he's familiar to you. And the reason why he's familiar to you is because you've done this before.
Yeah, he feels
a lot
like
of times.
I feel like I'm his mother. I really feel like he's. I do everything for him. I have to constantly tell him to get his license. I got to constantly remind him about his business. He just got a new job. I had to keep reminding him, filling out job applications, making sure he gets his health insurance. Like, it's just like, it's like dating a child, and I just got tired of it. And then he throws hissy fits when he can't have my time. Like when I spend time with my friends, he constantly calls my phone.
See, in the different lifetimes that you've been together, you've had different roles. You haven't always been mates. You've been his mother. You've been his brother. You have been, but you've always been that person to try to fix him. So it just so happens that in this lifetime, you've played the role of the mate again.
You know what was the crazy thing? I heard, when I first met him, I heard this voice. I'll never forget it, in my right ear. And when he called me, like, excuse me, can I talk to you? I heard this voice say, no. Like, it was like this audible voice. I don't know where it came from. And I heard it say, no. And I was hesitant, but I still went along, and I wish I would have listened. And that was on January 7th, 2017. That's when I heard that voice. That's the day I met him. And it's just been an uphill battle with this guy.
That was your higher self.
Yeah.
That was your higher self trying to tell you. Because you are, you're very intuitive.
He pulls on my energy at night. He pulls on my energy at night. With this insurance, do you see my rate? Like, because I already had, the reason why I had the rental car was because of the the accident I had in Brooklyn, and then how do you see this? What's going on with the insurance with this?
Yeah, so that's where I was getting ready to go to before. You are going to have to do you're going to have a higher payout. But don't look at it as a bad thing because it's going to balance itself out. So you're going to have a higher payout, but at the same time, you're going to have more of a peace of mind. You know, so again, take these next few months to get to know yourself, treat yourself, court yourself. Don't worry about dating other people right now. Work on you. Build yourself up so that when you do go back out there, you'll have the right energy. Listen to your higher self, and then you'll be able to attract the right person.
Okay.
Okay.
I can't believe he did that. He came back. I don't know why he. It's like, it's so annoying. I'm ready to move. Like I think the best thing for me is to move away from here. He lives in the next town over, which is like 4 or 5 blocks. Do you see me moving away from here? Because I think I'm gonna go with the restraining order and just break out of my lease and just move somewhere else. But I want to move out of New Jersey.
So, because of the things that are going on and this is weighing on your spirit, you're definitely wanting to just break up and go out, but I'm going to advise against that. I think you should just be patient. Start planning to, how long do you have on your lease? I'm seeing about 7 months or so. You just moved over there not too long ago?
I moved back. I moved out because I was thinking about moving back to Atlanta, and I ended up right back here when I came back because my parents' house, it was just, I don't know, I had to move back. So I signed the lease in December, so I have up until November. But I've been looking for places, different states to move again. I wasn't sure if Georgia was an option again because it has different energy. I tried Cali. Cali feels good, but it doesn't feel for me. I just know I don't like being in this state, so I don't know what are the other possibilities.
I would go back with Atlanta.
Mhm.
And I see you going there in about 7 months.
Mhm.
You know, another thing that you could do, check with the building that you're in and see who the company is and see if they have any options for you. Oh, it is.
It's a personal house. Yeah. So it's just
that explains the
But I know with the restraining order, when you have a restraining order, you know you can get out of your lease because you don't feel safe. So I was thinking maybe going back. I had a beautiful house down here. You know, I'm really pushed away somebody I really love because of insecurities. I was going to try to rekindle them, but they won't even answer. His name is Alex. I don't even know what's going on with him. I hope he's okay. Every time I try to reach out, I don't get any response. And my whole reason for leaving is because of the bad breakup. It wasn't a bad breakup, but I just wanted to, explore. I didn't think that this would pan out this long and being here. It was just a decision out of the blue, and then it's just been the 3 years of hell here.
Yeah. So this is what I want you to do. Go through with the charges against, him. Start planning ahead so that you can move out. Go back to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You need to be in Atlanta.
Okay.
You need to
even
get
if
out
the
of that
energy
area.
Feels different.
Yep. You need to be in Atlanta.
Okay. And do you see Alex being okay? And that's the last question.
Alex. Alex. Alex is doing good. Alex had to get his mind right.
Mm-hmm.
So he was focused on getting everything aligned for himself. He couldn't do that with you coming in and out of the picture at the time.
Okay.
He's doing good. I would not reach out to Alex quite yet. He needs more time. Give him a few more months.
He's still angry?
He's not angry, but he wasn't fully understanding the situation.
Okay.
And sometimes sometimes you have to grow apart in order to come back together again. So
yeah.
He needs to go through his growing stage. He still had some growing to do. You had growing to do. So you both had to go through separate situations in order to have a reconnection.
Okay. Thank you. Well, thank you so much. That was so helpful. I know I took a lot of time, but I really didn't know if I was coming or I didn't know if I was in danger or not, but I really thank you for taking this time. Like, I would love to get a personal reading seriously, like if you're available today.
Yeah, I'm not available today, unfortunately. I got some others already scheduled, but you can go on my website, IamDivineQueen.com, and I can schedule anytime this week, just not today. And I think tomorrow I may have one opening because someone may be canceling, rescheduling. But I do have a lot of open slots later this week.
Okay, you said I am Divine Queen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Oh, no problem at all, sweetie. You have a great day.
You too.
Peace and love. All right, fam. Looks like I may have time for one more. I apologize that I can't get through to everyone, but just want to remind you, I am here every other Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, to do readings, so feel free to call back. I want to say Saturday, the next Saturday would be the 26th. I have to look on my calendar. And you can also schedule readings with me at IamDivineQueen.com on my website. But let's move on to the next person. This is going to be caller from the 212-315. Peace. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Mary, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Mary. How can I help you today?
Hi, Divine. So I was just wondering what you see in terms of my career growth. I applied for a job and interviewed twice at this place recently, and I'm waiting to hear back from them. They've taken a little while longer than expected, and so I'm not sure if things are going to come to pass with that job. I want to know what you think, and if that one doesn't come through, what else do you see on the horizon?
Okay. So, I don't see that particular job coming for you. I do see that you will have a period of where it may seem like nothing is coming in, but that there's a reason for that. You got a lot of stuff going on. I'm picking up on some energy where you got like, you're just kind of all over the place. Does that sound about right?
Well, I'm exploring, I guess.
Okay. So what you want to do is take some time to just rest. Don't worry about anything. Don't, you know, I'm seeing like you not being patient or anxiety or worried about what's to come. And you don't have to worry about that. It's going to seem like, you know, it may be a little bleak or something coming up, but that's fine. You're supposed to go through that in order to get to this next step, because what's going to come next few months is going to be a big payoff for you. It's going to be something that's more stable. It's going to be something that you can grow in, and it's going to be something where they're going to appreciate all the hard work that you, because you're a hard worker, so they're going to appreciate everything that you're going to bring to the table. With this new position, I'm seeing that it could either go two ways, where either they're not going to offer you the position, or if they do offer you the position, it's not going to be something that you're going to want to stay. You're not going to want to take. So if money is an issue and you just need to take something, you know, that's fine, but make sure you're keeping the door open for this other opportunity that's going to come in. It's going to be more beneficial for you.
Okay, and what kind of time frame are you looking at?
For the job that's going to be best for you, it's going to be about 3, maybe 4 months down the line.
Okay, and what kind of job is it, and what kind of salary are you looking at?
So I'm seeing you doing something along with customer service or dealing with people, dealing with large masses of people. Do you work like in a service area or a customer service area? Is that your background?
I work in development, which is fundraising. So I do deal with people.
Dealing with a lot of people. Okay. I am seeing you doing something where you are doing some kind of mass communication with a large number of people. Not necessarily all at the same time, but I'm seeing you doing a lot of talking. You're constantly dabbling in different things, speaking with different people, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Salary-wise, I can't see an exact number, unfortunately, but I am seeing that it's going to be a really good position for you. It's something that is going to be more money than you've made thus far.
Okay.
So you're going to be doing really good, girl.
Yeah, awesome. So I suppose I'm supposed to just chill at this point?
Yeah, just kind of, you know, if your finances allow for it, I would just enjoy this time, you know, do it, you know, and do you explore, like you said, you've been doing. Don't worry about, you know, what is or what was. Just kind of focus on getting ready for this new big adventure that's coming up.
Okay. Wow, so I have about 4 months to go.
Yeah.
All right. I'll see you what happens. And it's like a new thing for me to just relax.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, I kind of see you, like, always being busy and kind of having, you know, a lot of things going on. So this is going to be something new for you. But this is what you need to rejuvenate. Because you don't really know the meaning of relax, really. So a lot of times we need to just kind of chill out so that we can build ourselves back up. Because we're like batteries. If we just keep running and running and running, we're going to buzz out. So sometimes we kind of need to, you know, just chill for a little bit.
Actually, lately I've been getting back into doing Reiki, and do you see that as being a positive thing for me? And
That's what it is. Okay, definitely due to Reiki. That's what I'm seeing, what I keep seeing, like you in this relaxed state and everything like that. So, yeah, definitely get back into the Reiki. The Reiki is really something that's near and dear to you. Mm-hmm. You can still do, I will still do the big thing next coming up, but Reiki is a way of keeping you centered. So, yeah, I would definitely do that.
Yeah, I'll be taking a Reiki 2 course next weekend.
Yeah, do that. Mm-hmm.
All right. Will do. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. Keep me posted on this big opportunity. I can't wait to hear more about it.
Yeah. I can't wait to good news.
Yeah. All right. Peace and love.
You too.
Okay, fam, we are almost at the top of the hour. I want to thank everyone for calling in, and I want to apologize that I couldn't get to everyone. But remember, I will be back. Let me check my calendar so I can give you guys an accurate date. I want to say it's the 26th, but yeah, the 26th. I was right. No, I'm sorry. I'm wrong. The 19th. I'll be back on the 19th of May. So I was wrong. So May 19th, I'll be back here at 11 a.m. Eastern time to answer more of your questions. And again, remember, you can schedule personal readings with me at IamDivineQueen.com. And you can find me on Facebook under my group, I Am Divine, and also on Instagram under IamDivine_Queen. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Make sure you listen to my show with my husband this Monday, 7 o'clock Eastern time, same platform, Twin Flame Radio. I'm not sure what we're going in on yet. I think we're going to be talking about some spiritual awakening type things. So you want to make sure that you catch that. And until then, I'm sending you all out with peace, love, and light.